It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Yesterday's primary results brought some clarity to November's general election lineup. Key races for New Hampshire governor, U.S. Senate seat, and the state's two congressional districts now seem to have official nominees. NHPR's Josh Rogers was talking to candidates and voters across the state yesterday, and he joins us now to discuss the results. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So a big question after any election day is, any surprises in these results?
Well, I'd say nothing big at the top. If we want to start with the race that seemed to be most up for grabs heading into last night, the Democratic contest for governor, Dan Feltes, state senator from Concord, declared victory there, around 11 o'clock last night. And, you know, that race was expected to be close between he and Executive Counselor Andrew Valinsky. And, you know, it was. Votes are still being counted. But, Feltes is certainly confident he's going to eke this out. You know, two progressives running, differences, of course, on the broad-based tax pledge. Feltes embraced it. Andrew Valinsky rejected it, and somewhat in style. And if you look at how the results went last night, Feltes did well around Concord, where both men live, and he certainly performed solidly where there are a lot of votes in the southern tier. And, you know, was quite relieved to pull this out last night. And, you know, he was also quick to turn his attention towards Governor Sununu. And, you know, we got a taste of what we'll hear from November. I mean, Feltes has been going after Sununu for some time. And, you know, the argument there from Feltes is that Sununu is allied with President Trump. Last night he said Sununu, quote, smiles to your face, but will hug the President and Vice President Pence behind your back. And, you know, he also talked about bills the governor has vetoed that, according to Feltes, make him a roadblock towards progress for working people. Feltes does have a steep test. Governor Sununu has more money. He's polled well, and Democrats think that they have a chance, but we'll see.
So that is the governor's race. The other statewide contest for U.S. Senate, Republicans chose Corky Messner yesterday.
Yes, Republicans did choose Messner over retired Brigadier General Don Baldock, but essentially before that, President Trump chose Messner, and, you know, hard to say for certain what that meant, but it seems safe to say that that helped Messner, who is originally from Denver and has been a seasonal resident in the state, but really only moved here in the last year or so full time. Messner did face John Baldock, a retired general with deep New Hampshire ties. Messner himself, you know, wasn't terribly well known in the state before getting in the race, but president's endorsement helped, and, you know, significant personal spending probably did too. And, you know, Messner ran on a fairly generic campaign, mostly focused on Jean Shaheen through the primary. His best shot going forward seems to be trying to paint her as a career politician, which he's been doing for some time. And, you know, Jean Shaheen is a tested campaigner. She's only lost one race in all the campaigns she's run here. That was against John E. Sununu back in 2002. Voters here know her. Messner, he's much less tested, and he's going to be getting a lot of scrutiny from a polished political organization of Shaheen, as well as from national Democratic groups who want to protect her seat. You know, one big question is how much money does Messner have to spend of his own, and how much is he willing to spend? There's no doubt that national Democrats will spend lots to protect Shaheen if it seems that she needs protecting. And, you know, she does have a record of defeating newly arrived Granite Staters. Think of Scott Brown back in 2014.
Now, Josh, what about the congressional races, both seats currently held by Democrats? How did the Republican primaries turn out?
Well, Congressional District 1 is probably the more interesting race. The two candidates, both named Matt, the winner, Matt Mowers, like Messner, was, you know, really fairly unknown to most voters at the start of the campaign. And like Messner, was endorsed by President Trump. He has ties to President Trump. He worked on his campaign, and he defeated Matt Mayberry, a former GOP state vice chairman. And, you know, Mowers moved to the state in 2014. He'd been a Chris Christie political aide, and he worked for the Republican Party and really was here to lay the groundwork for what was Christie's 2016 campaign. And, you know, in Matt Mayberry, he defeated somebody who has longtime grassroots activism as a Republican. He was a local office holder in Dover and, you know, well known as among party faithful, someone who was willing to volunteer on a campaign, lend a hand. And, you know, Mayberry tried to run a race saying, you know, I'm the local guy, you know, versus the carpetbagger. And that really didn't work. The Trump endorsement almost certainly helped Mowers yesterday. And now in the general, he's obviously going to face Chris Pappas, who's in his first term. CD1 is one of the most competitive districts in the country. It was one that Trump won in 2016. It has bounced back and forth between Republicans and Democrats for about a decade. And, you know, national Democrats think Pappas has the ability to hold this seat and that Maurer's connections to New Hampshire or lack thereof are certainly going to get teased out. And, you know, on Maurer's part, you can expect him to really try to nationalize this campaign, talking about things like Nancy Pelosi, unrest in the cities across the country as a way to paint Pappas as, you know, distant from his district, which will, you know, be interesting to watch. You know, Pappas rose steadily through state and local politics. You know, he was a state rep, he was an executive counselor, county treasurer, now he's in Congress. And, you know, he also comes from a family with a real strong business ties out of Manchester, you know, where they own the Puritan backroom. So, you know, this is a race that's going to get attention locally and nationally.
And in the second district?
Well, Steve Negron, once again, won the Republican primary. And, you know, once again, he'll be facing Democrat Andy Custer in November. You know, Republicans acknowledge that the second CD is really a tough seat in this day and age for their party to win. Democrats have now held it for a decade. Custer's got a big cash advantage. And, you know, she served in Congress with, I think you could say, little fanfare, but has figured out how to hold this seat, raise money, pick your spots in terms of legislative priorities for her. There's been some veterans issues, addiction and recovery, agricultural policy. And, you know, like Maurer's, Negron's best hope, it seemed to be to try to nationalize this race and try to tap into whatever anti-incumbent sentiment, you know, may be out there.
Okay, those are the big races, Josh. What else stuck out for you as noteworthy last night?
Well, there were some down ballot races that really kind of settled things last night. Executive Council District True, which you know, was an open seat due to Andrew Valinsky's run for governor, and you know that district's really been gerrymandered to make it safe for Democrats. You know, Cindy Warmington won that 6-ray race, and another situation that's similar is the seat that was vacated in the state Senate when Dan Feltes decided to run for governor. The Senate district representing the Concord area, Hopkinton and Warner. It pitted a longtime lawmaker, Candace Bouchard of Concord, former Congressman Paul Hodes, and a newcomer, Becky Whitley, who's known around the statehouse for activism on issues and for work as a lawyer. You know, Becky Whitley won that seat, and she's, you know, all but certain to be elected in November, so that'll be a new member of the Senate, Becky Whitley.
And HPR's Josh Rogers, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Rick.
You can find more of last night's results and follow our election coverage from now until November at nhpr.org. It is Morning Edition from NHPR.